The Motso Show with Motso.
So I'm very fortunate today to be in the presence of a really amazing lady. Her name is Lee, and she is marketing manager as well as the founder of Imuhuhu, which is a kiddies clothing line that is launching in June. And basically what this brand does is focus exclusively on locally produced clothing for children aged 1 to 12 years old. Just a little bit of a background on Lee. She did her undergrad at the AAA School of Advertising and has extensive experience in marketing as well as brand management. Good morning, Lee. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Motso. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yes, I'm very excited to just go into your brain and just suck out all of the knowledge and stuff. But Lee, just tell us a little, because I mean, like, you are such a you've got so much versatility in what you do. What does a regular day in the life of Lee as a marketing manager and founder of Imuhuhu look like?
It looks like a lot of planning and a lot of diary insertions and preparing meetings ahead of time. That's what my day looks like.
Wow.
So I get up and I go off to my corporate job, 9 to 5 at Comair Limited. I am the marketing manager of Slow Lounges, which is absolutely amazing because that brand is just my heart.
Wow.
And then when I'm done working on that, I go home and I work on my passion project, being Imuhuhu, the children's clothing line. And, you know, that typically my day ends at around midnight.
Wow.
But it's worth every minute of every day. When you're doing something that you love and that you truly are passionate and connected to, it just comes with so much ease.
So you don't feel like you're working?
No, not at all. I never feel like I'm working. Like I said, I'm fortunate to be working for a brand, Slow Lounges, which is just amazing in itself. And then to go home and to work on something that I love even more than that, it's just, every day is fun day.
Wow. So just to quickly take us through the story behind Imuhuhu, the clothing line.
So let's start with what Imuhuhu means.
Yes.
Because a lot of people ask me, what is that word? And it is a word that's made up. It's made up of two components. So if you think about the way laughter is written, it's written as ha ha, he he, or hoo hoo.
Mm.
And that's where Imuhuhu comes from. It comes from the children playing and the sounds of that playing emulating into laughter. And then the word Imuhuhu is used quite often in Nguni languages to signify a tribe or a grouping. And so loosely translated, one could say Imuhuhu means the laughing laughing tribe.
Okay.
So Imuhuhu is about, for me, reflecting on my greatest childhood memories, playing at my grandmother's house in the streets, you know, games like Mugusha and Gedo and all those, you know, that would bring communities literally together outside. And so the patterns that are reflected on Imuhuhu garments, they borrow from those games. So the graphic representations of those games, and from a distance they resemble African motifs, but upon closer inspection they reveal these stories. They reveal this narrative of you know, this connectedness of our communities when kids play and laugh together and grow together.
Wow! So this is a brand that's coming from the heart, basically.
It's a brand that's coming from deep within the core.
I love it. So Lee is obviously the perfect person to talk about this. And today on DIY, as I said, that we're going to learn how to establish a brand that will capture people's hearts. And I want to find out from you, why is it important that, you know, my brand will capture people's hearts? Why is it not important that it's profitable, rather?
Well, you know, Komoto, we brands in this day, they operate in a fairly cluttered marketplace. Not only does the emotion of a purposeful story engage and involve customers deeply, it also creates trust.
Mm.
And when there's trust, favorable relationships start to form. And once you start thinking of your brand in terms of relationships based on shared values, as opposed to transactions and you know, the total number of sales that you can generate, you find that customer retention comes comes naturally. And now when you have brand loyalty, you instantaneously have an army, or you build an army of brand advocates that will comfortably spread your brand message with infectious passion. They do it because they want to.
Yeah, yeah.
And purely because they can truly connect. And I think it stands to say that word of mouth is still the most powerful and most cost-effective way to promote any brand. So it's important to focus on the heart. It's important to make those emotional connections.
And I guess that's what helps Lee stay up until midnight, because you don't feel like, I'm working. It's something that you're passionate with. So your passion needs to align with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Your passion needs to align with it. And also, it's difficult to be authentic if you are not passionate about something. Honesty, integrity, and authenticity are the three key aspects that matter most in branding the world over. And consumers are increasingly becoming more suspicious of stories that brands are telling. And they're seeking true stories over Photoshopped versions of some, fabricated narrative. So the conscious consumer is relentless in their quest for authenticity. And if you're going to talk the talk, you better be willing to walk the walk.
And live the life.
And live it. And it's a lot easier to do that when you are driven by passion and clarity of vision, and when you truly care about your clients and your service offering. And you know, this comes like when establishing the Imihuhu brand, I spent a lot of time reflecting on what matters most to me, because I knew that my truth needed to be reflected in this brand.
Sure.
And it led me to looking at my childhood and analyzing aspects of that which made me passionate about living life, which made me laugh and engage and interact. That's it in a nutshell. If you're not passionate, you can't be honest.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So today we are hanging out with Lee Matabane. She is marketing manager and founder of Imihuhu, a kiddies clothing line that's launching in June. She's going to be teaching us how to establish a brand that captures people's hearts. So if you have a question for Lee in line with this, you can send through your messages to 082-550-5151. Those four steps are coming up. So today on DIY, we are learning how to establish a brand that captures people's hearts. And I'm hanging out with Lee Matabane. She is a marketing manager as well as the founder of an amazing kiddies line called Imihuhu. She's just shared with us the story, and it sounds absolutely amazing. I cannot wait for the launch, which is in June. So now, Lee, you've given us, just insight into, what passion and, being authentic and loving your brand. Mm-hmm. So can you please just give us those four simple steps on how to establish a brand that's going to capture people's hearts?
Okay, so there are four things that I kept top of mind when developing Imihuhu's brand personality. And I think these four things are key to developing the personality of any brand.
Okay.
So firstly, take time to build relationships. Consumer trust doesn't happen overnight. Building brand authenticity is all about playing the long game, cultivating relationships, growing your story, letting people know you, and also putting in the effort to in turn get to know them. You need to find your place in the community and become a part of it. Get involved, immerse yourself in what's going on in the community around you, and become culturally relevant.
So this would be research.
It takes a lot of research. It's like I said, it doesn't happen overnight, and you've got to be willing to take the time to do it and to do it right. The other thing is that brands need to be cognizant of the fact that building relationships doesn't entail broadcasting one-sided messages into the greater, into the public domain. Brands need to invite input. They need to share interesting and useful information, to respond to questions and acknowledge advice, and also be generous with their time. And I think, Komoto, this is something that every brand can do, because social media has made it so easy. Brands just need to embrace it and use it and learn to use it effectively. So that's step one.
Okay.
And then step two is, I would say, be honest, completely honest and transparent.
Okay.
There's no way of hiding from the collective eye. Honesty is quite simply the best policy.
Okay,
we all know that saying. So make sure that your story, your values and your actions are aligned at every single level across every single platform, because any significant change or deviation from your core story or brand ethos can seriously damage perceptions and shake that consumer trust that is so important to build.
Yeah,
and once you've lost it's gone.
Sorry to cut you, but especially now, because like if you do something wrong, a consumer or a customer can just quickly go onto Twitter and boom, there it is.
Done. It's amplified. You know, like one thing that I often tell people that ask me about this process is engage in a brand personification exercise. Imagine if your brand was a person, how would they behave in a certain, when faced with certain circumstances? And that will generally lead you towards making the right decision and leading you towards setting the correct path for your brand. And then number three is create powerful movements that address a need.
Sure.
People care about brands that care. If you capture your brand story with authenticity, it will shine through to your audience. And from there, you're on your way to creating a movement or even a tribe of like-minded people that you can then mobilize to serve the community. And this is quite ironic because, you know, being in an internet age, one wouldn't imagine that the most important thing is to be human about everything that you approach.
Yeah.
But quite simply, the most important brands are the ones that make empathy and humanity almost their conviction.
Okay. I hear you.
And then last, be creative.
That's my favorite
part. Be adventurous. Have fun and open up your mind to what there is out there. It's of course important to keep up with industry trends. I do this by attending the Design Indaba, for instance, in Cape Town every single year. I'm there. I attended the BCX Disrupt Conference last year.
Wow.
And also just, you know, visiting or attending Dion Chan's Flux Trends when I've got the time to do so. It opens up your mind and you start to think, naturally start to think outside of the box. And also, identifying new and unique ways of doing things often results in the establishment of key brand differentiators, so which then increases brand appeal, because people like to associate themselves or align themselves with brands that are first to market. So try to achieve that.
So you literally just have to be always on the pulse, know what's happening, you know, reading, taking in knowledge and all that stuff.
Absolutely. You have to stay relevant.
That's absolutely amazing. Lee Matabani, marketing manager as well as founder of Imuhuhu, a kiddies clothing line that is launching in June and that focuses exclusively on locally produced clothing for children aged between 1 and 12 years old. She's just given us those four keys, those four steps to establishing a brand that will capture people's hearts. It's our very own Dust Capital on 5FM. Teaming up with Bart B. Moore. Catch him on Sundays right here on 5FM. It's called Hit the Club. Galantis right before that. We'll continue with DIY with Motso. Today we hang out with Lee Matabane, an amazing lady who's going to be launching an exciting kiddies clothing line in June, which focuses exclusively on locally produced clothing for children aged between 1 and 2 years old. And it's called Imihuhu. She's also a marketing manager. Talk about being versatile, multi-versatile. Hey, so Lee has just shared with us really important tools or four steps in order to establish a brand that will capture people's hearts. And I'm gonna try and summarize it, but you can help me along the way, Lee. Mm-hmm. So number one, do your research, and that is obviously immersing yourself within the people that you're trying to serve, growing your story, and inviting people's input. Number two, being honest. We all love brands that are honest. And number three, capture your brand story with authenticity. It needs to be your story, and obviously having empathy for people out there.
Absolutely.
And then the last one, being creative and having fun.
I think that's
the most important part about, you know, being in business, having your own company or having your own brand, right?
Yes, you own it. You call the shots.
I love that. Okay, cool. So, Ali, I want to find out, so we've been talking about how to capture this brand that's going to capture, well, how to build this brand that's going to capture people's hearts. But now, reality is, at the end of the day, I need to pay bills. So will this create profit for me?
Yes, Komoto. You know, I think it's been established that emotional brand connections lead to customer retention.
Mm.
And that is vital, because retaining existing customers increases profit margins by lowering the amount a business needs to spend on investing in marketing to achieve the same sales values. So, you know, in other words, it costs less to retain an existing customer than to acquire a new customer, which will in the long run have a positive impact on an organization's bottom line.
Ah, I see. So do what you're passionate about and you'll never have to work a day in your life, basically.
The money will follow. The money will come.
I love it. Okay, so Lee, when I listen to, you know, the story of Imuhuhu, I mean, I'm thinking, aside from the fact that, okay, it is a kiddie's clothing line, but I can't think of any other brand out there that is like that. You know, it's an authentic story. It stands out on its own. And it's something that obviously you're very passionate about. So would you say doing something that I'm passionate about or that has a story that speaks to me, is that what's going to help my brand stand out from the rest, because the world is so cluttered?
Yes, yes, and yes again. Mm. I mean, your narrative is unique. No one shares your brand DNA, whatever your brand DNA is. No one else shares that. And you know, it's a powerful connection that bonds consumers around the idea through its roots in shared passions and beliefs. So your single most important job as a brand owner is to amplify it, you know, make it known. And I'm hoping that I've been able to share some insights, you know, in the four steps to achieve that with a certain level of success.
Wow.
So know your story, be proud to share it, broadcast it, every opportunity you have to tell somebody about it, talk about it.
Sure.
Because also that's how you are able to tweak your idea to suit the audience, I know.
And you know, like, because a lot of people will be like, but everything's being done. Like, if I go into business, what am I going to do? There's a company that's doing muffins. People are doing clothes. But I mean, I guess that's what differentiates you, because now you're telling your story. And what's nice about it is that when you tell your story that's authentic, somebody else is going to identify with it.
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
People relate, and then people naturally gravitate towards brands that they can relate to. Brands that they can share with their friends with that confidence and feeling that they're not, you know, that they're being authentic about the experience that they shared, and they want to share it with their people. So so that's how it happens.
I really think that we need to actually do a part two on this. Like, so how do I find my inner story, Lee? How did you find your inner story? I love it. Okay, so Lee, how do I learn more about this? I mean, like earlier on, you did mention like a few things that you do.
Yes, you know, you can read up on a lot of, you know, you can read up on it through online searches, for instance. There's a lot of books on branding and how to create, you know, an authentic brand experience. But the most important thing is basically just reflect, you know, reflect within yourself. Try and find what makes you tick. And in what makes you tick, you'll find solutions to problems out there that have been plaguing people for years and years, because you found something that's unique, that is only within you,
and that solves somebody's problem.
Exactly.
I love that. And if I want to have conversations with you about this or want to learn more about Imuhuhu, how do we reach you on social media?
So you can reach Imuhuhu has social media presence on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
And our handle is at Imuhuhu.
Mm-hmm. That's spelled Imihuhu.
Yes.
Awesome. And how do we get you personally?
You can get me personally if you've got any questions related to branding. Is also, you can email me actually. Mm-hmm. Email me at Lee at Imuhuhu.com. Or you can find me on social media as Lee Matabane on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Twitter.
Wow. All right. So Lee Matabane is launching a clothing line in June that focuses exclusively on locally produced clothing for children aged 1 to 12 years old. It's called Imuhuhu. It's got a fantastic story behind it. And she has been on DIY giving us some really amazing insights on how to establish a brand that captures people's hearts. Lee, thank you so much. Please have yourself an awesome Saturday.
Sunday. Thank you so much, Kumoto. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I want to urge your listeners to please reach out to me if they've got any questions or if they require clarity on any of the points that I spoke about today.
The Motso Show with Motso. Saturdays and Sundays, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. on 5 FM.